Blog Talk Radio.
I say I hit the hardest. I say I'm the baddest man on the planet. And I believe every word that I say.
I am no challenger for Noma. I am the lineal heavyweight champion of the world.
And he's hurt!
I'm all about devastating knockouts.
Y'all come to see fights, y'all come to see somebody get knocked out.
The only thing I'm saving is smashing Deontay Wilder's teeth in.
And just like that, we hear from this big fight we got this weekend, people. Welcome back to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia's The Soul in Sports. And I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, like the heavyweight division in boxing this weekend, I am hardcore, people. First, the particulars. Number to call in, 347-637-3859. Number to call in. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Soul, S-O-U-L, capital letter N, sports. And also yours truly, Mike Knox. That's spelled with three X's, you already know. So just follow me and maybe I'll follow you back. And also, since you're there following us on social media, which is absolutely free, make sure you follow the station, giving you the identification, 1340 AM Fox Sports. Also on Twitter, Instagram, even Snapchat now. Go find us. We'll find you as well, guys. Welcome to the show. I have a lot to talk about today as I wear my heart on my sleeve. And simply, I wear it this way. You just heard it. You heard that promo. Friend of the program, Deontay Bomb Squad Wilder takes on Tyson Fury tomorrow night, people. And for a boxing match as a heavyweight division on pay-per-view, this is a big fight. To buy or not to buy? That is the question we'll break down for you today. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, and that's what hurts. God dang it, this one hurts people. Who say they gonna beat them Saints? Well, the Dallas Cowboys have something to say about that. And with the Dallas Cowboys beating the New Orleans Saints, it backs my foot up the Eagles into a bigger corner. They must come out throwing haymakers, uppercuts like this boxing match this weekend we'll have on Monday night against the Redskins. So we got to talk about the NFC East and the NFL Week 13 here in the NFL as we give you our hashtag Bet That Picks of the weekend. Also, the NBA, is it fantastic or is it just all right? It's been 20 games into the season. They want you to tell you that it's still fantastic. I just say, it's okay. I've been more intrigued by college basketball. But, hey, I digress. Again, number to call in, 347-637-3859 is that number to call in. Make sure you get in when you fit in, and make sure, again, you get in right here. I am your fan's favorite fan and your haters' favorite hater, because every fan has a little bit of hate inside of them. But listen, as always, welcome to the program, all the way from the city of brotherly love. Welcome for the new Twitch show's own Jay Chris. What's going on, Jay Chris?
What's going on, Mike? Man, it's Friday. It's the eve of the eve of the damn destruction for the heavyweight division. Man, I just woke up like a half hour ago, abruptly. I'm ready to just go ahead and start talking, man. Let's make a heads. The NBA's still fantastic. I can't wait to talk about that. Because, you know, I'm an NBA fan. I'm an NBA mark, as you would say.
Oh, you're going to use the wrestling terminology then.
Did I use that right? Did I use that correctly?
You just did that. Did you use it correctly? I think you did.
You tell me. Did I?
Okay. Yeah. You're NBA mark. I'm a mark for this boxing match this weekend. I'm a mark for that. But here's the thing with this whole scenario. Know. It's your fault. This is your fault right here. I live by the mantra to buy or not to buy. That is the question, right? And all of a sudden, here you go, and you say, as I'm thinking this is going to be an easy fight, as this fight gets put together with the Gypsy King. What does that even mean, Gypsy King? Because it doesn't spell like Gypsy. It's like C-Y. Like, am I lost in this whole thing with Tyson Fury and what's going on?
Well, you know, I'm on record on this show as calling Tyson Fury, saying that he's not that good, right? We have a situation there where you have, it's kind of like the Bud Crawford situation, but I'm not going to take it that far. Okay. And what I mean by that is you have a good fighter, a sound fighter, a disciplined fighter, that hasn't really fought a whole lot of great competition. Yes, he fought Klitschko. He ended Klitschko's career. Basically, he basically retired Klitschko.
Well, he beat Klitschko before Joshua did.
I'm sorry, say it again.
He beat Klitschko before Anthony Joshua did.
Yes, right. You're right. Joshua retired Klitschko.
Right.
You're right. Joshua retired Klitschko. But, okay, so he beat Klitschko, and Klitschko was the bar in the heavyweight division at the time. Because Klitschko was just whooping everybody, right? The thing is, Klitschko was old.
So
Klitschko was whooping up on everybody that should have been whooped up on. Okay.
Anyway,
Tyson Fury is one of the top heavyweights in the division. He's undefeated, just like Deontay Wilder. But who else has Klitschko? I mean, who else has Tyson Fury fought other than the old Klitschko? You know what I mean? It's kind of like the Bud Crawford argument. Who has Bud Crawford fought?
There you go. No, that's your argument.
But here's the thing. We know by the eye test that Bud Crawford is a hell of a fighter and probably a great mm-hmm. fighter.
It's
the thing where, okay, you want to call him great, but then somebody's going to say, well, who has he fought? But you can tell by the eye test that he's great. He's a great fighter.
I think
he just won the challenge.
I think in this heavyweight division, and even, you know, crossing paths there with Bud as well, and more in boxing than, let's say, like MMA, right? Where you're going to fight guys that in boxing, they tend to fight guys that people don't know, right? So Tyson Fury fought somebody, you know, he fought David Haye, right? Mm-hmm. You know? Well, oh no, he didn't fight David Haye. They were supposed to fight. They were supposed to fight. I'm sorry. I apologize. They were supposed to, he was supposed to fight and never fought. And that had been a huge fight over there in the UK. Right. That had been a huge fight over there. But, I mean, in the heavyweight division, is this a division of known names?
No, it's not. It's not. Right. Okay, so think about it. You have Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua. And who else is really there? You have Luis Ortiz, who got knocked out by Deontay Wilder. You have, who else? Bermaine Stiverne, who was knocked out by Deontay Wilder.
Well, who hasn't Deontay Wilder knocked out? You got Big Baby and from New York, but no one knows his name as well either. So, you know, only us boxing, you know, peers, or not even, I'm not a boxing peers, but, you know, fans of the sport. You know, well,
Here's the reason why. The United States hasn't had a great heavyweight for a very long time. Exactly. So the names were in Europe.
This is why this bothers me with fans of boxing, to be honest. Like, did you watch the weigh-in?
No, I didn't see the weigh-in.
Okay. So let's just say in this weigh-in today, and I'm talking mainly from what I've seen from the crowd, okay? Not necessarily which broadcast that I was watching, which, by the way, I was watching BK Sports or BT Sports, but they did a cross-promotion with Showtime, so I got to see both sides of the tape, if you will. And the crowd, you'd have thought he was Mayweather fighting against, let's just say, Conor McGregor. Like, it seemed that it was that kind of a hostile crowd in favor of one Tyson Fury, which infuriates me as a boxing fan, as an American boxing fan. Now, we're not going to go politics here. We're not going to go celebrity in chief, and whether you like that clown or you don't like that clown, or if he is a clown, but he is a clown. But we're talking sports-wise. When it comes to sports, especially combat sports, as it's now being, you know, that's the big term we've used over the last 2 years. It's my country versus any other country. It's that simple. And other countries, when it comes to boxing especially, support their fighters, especially even more, Jay Chris, when they're fighting against an American fighter. Where were the American boxing fans? That were there, they were not there.
Let me explain it to you like this, and you might like this. You might like this because it just came to mind, and I think it's true. Okay, so American boxing fans show up at the actual event. At the main event, and I don't mean the main event, just Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. They show up to the fight itself, right?
Right.
European fans or foreign fans, because the Mexican fans, the South American fans, they show up, they treat a big boxing match the same way you, Mike Knox, would treat WrestleMania weekend.
Okay,
this is an event for them. Okay, they go to as many as many events as possible.
So I'm misreading what I saw. Is the picture you're painting? So this is a normal thing, because normally I don't see.
Remember this, European fans especially, but foreign boxing fans, they turn out. They come to America for a big fight. You saw the Irish fans show up for McGregor. You see the Mexican fans show up for Canelo.
Always. Mexican Americans show up all their fighters.
The Argentinian fans
show up. You name it. You name the nationality. It's just black folks. He did come out today and say he was Nigerian. So I wonder if Wally Mack will support him.
Well, here's the thing. Tomorrow, when that main event starts, you will probably hear. I'm assuming.
Yeah,
okay,
it's gonna be a pro Tyson crowd. I'm predicting a pro Tyson crowd.
It's probably gonna be a pro Tyson crowd because I'm gonna be a little bit stereotypical here and say these European fans are gonna be lacquered up. I'm gonna say lacquered up. Okay, they're gonna be feeling good.
Hold on, I know we're in the barbershop. Okay, and just call it what it is. They're gonna be over there drunk, acting the ass. They're going to be showing their European asses as they showed their European asses at the weigh-in. Which, by the way, you will never guess what this kid just came in weighed in as, by the way.
With who?
Take a guess. Take a guess at what Deontay Wilder came in the weigh-in. Now, take in mind, do you remember how much he weighed when he fought Tito Ortiz?
I don't, but it was 220.
It was 220
for Ortiz?
It was 215. 215.
So did he come in at 220 tonight?
He came in lighter at 212 pounds.
Wow. Well,
Tyson Fury came in at 255.
Wow.
This crowd is very interesting. He and my wife, Mrs. Knox, asked, is there an average weight for heavyweight? Because I know that there is, but where does it begin? Because Deontay has to be the lightest heavyweight I've ever seen.
I'm going to have to look that up. I used to know that. I think it was something like 205 or 195.
So it's pretty much probably the same then as like UFC. Like 205 is light heavy, or like 190 is light heavyweight, and like 205 is heavyweight. So maybe it's hovering around the same thing. If 205, hey, do you remember what Mike Tyson and Holyfield knows? Because I got to think Deontay had to be the lightest heavyweight champion, lightest heavyweight contender that I've ever seen.
Well, I want to say Tyson probably was around 2. I believe Tyson. I'm pretty sure Tyson was under 230.
Okay, Tyson
was shorter.
He was.
So Tyson was shorter. He was stockier. So he looked bigger, but he was shorter. Where Muhammad Ali was also was so strong, but he didn't look strong because he was taller. So him and Mike Tyson probably packed the same punch. You understand what I'm saying? So, see, this is what happens when I do the show from my car.
It's fine. I hear it. So, okay, here it is right here. So from King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter, our social media to the Icon Networks, Ayatollahs and Rock and Rollers legends as well, says the average heavyweight weight is 200 to 235. Now, I said 235 offhand when my wife was asking me. 205 is just, I can't imagine coming in lighter than 212? With today's heavyweights, though, J. Chris, this is what's baffling, because this man is the lightest heavyweight champion in a division of heavyweight champions today that have to average 240. We're talking about the guys fought Cunningham, Ortiz, Fury, Joshua, Big Baby. You can name Cunningham, who he fought recently, Sir Vern, who he's fought. Just to throw him out there, Areola, that's his name, right? With the pickle nose.
Chris Areola.
These guys are coming in today averaging 250, 240. And here he is knocking everybody out that he's ever faced, right? He's not 40 wins and 40 knockouts. He's 40 wins and 39 knockouts, but he came back and he knocked out Stavern. So everyone he's faced, he's knocked out, and he's doing it with this. Where's the weight? Can a brother get a burger? Does he want a burger?
But his style, what he has the athletic ability with combined with the strength, which causes your average heavyweight right now, your Tyson Furies, your Bermain Staverns, your Cunninghams, your area. They're slow.
How much is training the program Bryant weigh from Philly?
Bryant probably weighs.
I'm trying to think. Maybe he was around that weight. I think he was a little lighter too.
He's definitely under 230 as well. Okay. He might be around 220. He's a vegan too.
Yeah.
He lives a vegan lifestyle, so he doesn't gain a lot of weight anyway. But he's just a big solid dude.
Hey, let me just put that misconception out there. Vegans are. I've seen some fat vegans. All right, I'm lying. I don't think I've ever seen a fat vegan. At least they just was a vegan maybe in the last year. Vegans don't get fat. So. Maybe Deontay's becoming a vegan. That's pretty funny to me. 347-637-3859. Go ahead.
He walks around. He walks around it that way. So it's not like at heavyweight, it's not like you gotta rehydrate or anything like that. There's no need to get your weight down. So, okay. You know, he stays comfortable at whatever weight he's in. He trains at whatever weight he's in, and he has that power whatever weight he's in. If he were to get, significantly heavier, if he was to get 20 pounds heavier, that might hinder him a bit. You know what I mean? That might make him a little bit slower. So, I mean, his quickness definitely, you know, the fact that he can move, the fact that he can fade, the fact that he can, step out and, sidestep a punch. So him getting out the way is what is a big part of his game, him not getting hit. And it also goes into what we talked about yesterday. I believe it was yesterday you and I were talking about, him taking a punch. Now, when you have when you're 215 and you're getting hit by somebody 250, you're going to have to be able to take that punch.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we worry about as Wilder fans. We worry about him taking that punch. We saw him get rocked by Ortiz, and Ortiz is a big boy. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's not a lot of people down to Ortiz and Deontay Wilder look down to him.
I'm trying to remember the guy that he fought. Remember when I was on my bandwagon for trying to love Wilder, and he had that fight that was on the PBC, and this guy is some Russian, I believe he fought from the Ukraine, and he stunned him. And I remember telling you then, I said, wow, that had been Klitschko, because at that time I was preparing him for Klitschko. The ball head dude. And he rocked him. So these bigger guys, I'm not necessarily sure they have the punching power. And I think Anthony Joshua has the punching power. I know Big Baby has the punching power. Ortiz has the punching power. And Ortiz rocked him, okay, like you just spoke about. Mm-hmm. But this is where the 212 does concern me. So let's go ahead. Let's break this down. Let's get this this fight and this pay-per-view to buy or not to buy, Jay Chris. Now, I'm looking here on Showtime. And am I wrong? Am I watching this right? Did you see it on your – it's saying $75 to order this pay-per-view.
Yeah. I saw the same thing.
So it is $75.
Pay-per-view prices are it's funny because Manny and Floyd was 100, right? Am I right?
Well, that was Manny and Floyd.
Right.
But
here's the thing. Right? Let's put our business thinking caps on.
Right. Hold on. I got it.
You ain't going to have to wear it too long.
And a helmet.
What other heavyweight fight right now are you going to pay for? Are you going to be able to sell, I should say? Only one is something that has Anthony Joshua in it.
There you go. That's what you just did. See, people, that's what he's here for. He's here for the intelligence. That's why it's called the New Twitch Show, okay? Because you're ignorant and he has some intelligence, right? Did I just say that right?
A little bit. No, I'm intelligent, but I'm ignorant sometimes too. I'm intelligently ignorant. Arthur Splicker, Stoker is who you're thinking of.
With the name. Yes. So basically, this pay per view is a testing ground to see if he can sell the next pay per view.
Well, here's the thing. Let's keep them hats on. There's only three heavyweights that you can put a pay-per-view tag on, and these three heavyweights have to be fighting each other for you to put the pay-per-view on it. Because if they're fighting anyone else in the division,
right? So let me throw this Spacely Sprog in your Crockett pot if I can. Would you not have paid for Ortiz? Would you not have paid for
Ortiz
and Wilder? Yeah. Because I would have.
You know, I would have. I was watching Ortiz for a while.
Right. You turned me on to Ortiz.
Have,
I saw him on HBO, and I was like, wow, this dude is good God. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I would have because I've been watching him for a while, and I know what he was capable of. And that fight was good. You know, hindsight, the fight was good. So it probably would have been worth paying for. I got it for free, in a sense. But right now, knowing that he got knocked out by Wilder, the pay-per-view ain't happening with Ortiz.
Okay, let's go through this pay-per-view real fast and to buy or not to buy tomorrow. And I'm gonna keep saying it because we've had him on the show two, three times. And Deontay Wilder, he's given us some very open, candid passionate interviews and candid and passionate responses. And you posed a question that opened him up to letting his guard down, I believe, and saying some things that a lot of boxers don't come out and say, a lot of people don't come out to say. You and I are boxing fans. So for us, it's to buy because we recognize American boxing. We recognize and we love and know that if boxing really is going to be back in the forefront, it has to start with a heavyweight. And it has to start with a heavyweight American fighter. So I'm dying the pay-per-view. But when it comes to boxing pay-per-views, you always say, well, I don't want to spend my money. Well, on this card, you got, you know, Joe Joyce, an up-and-coming UK fighter, 6-0. Six knockouts, taking on Joe Hanks, 23-2 from New Jersey. Another big boys here, okay? Big boys. Then we got Travis Kaufman, another 32-2 guy, fighting Tito Ortiz, who's just coming off his first loss, and he's coming off that loss to Deontay Wilder, okay? And then we have
he just won a fight a couple months ago.
Notably that fight. Then Jared Hurd, who I interviewed at Fight Night DC, wonderful guy, messed up in the interview too. I'm always transparent. I knew who he was, kind of like when I called Charlie Ward. I thought he was one of the twins.
So I had to
quickly correct that. Well, he corrected it for me. But Jared Hurd, champion. And this card, three of these four fights are American versus UK fighters. Okay, so I know in the UK,
that's how you get the money.
How you get the money. To the public out there, J. Chris, to buy or not to buy?
Okay, so to the public, to buy or not to buy, when you talk about the undercard and everything, I would definitely buy this fight. I don't mean I'm buying it because I haven't decided yet. But I would definitely, this fight is worth, if you're a fan of the sport, definitely worth paying for it. If you're not a fan of the sport and you just like the spectacle of the event, you can wait for next week. But if you're a fan of the sport, like you and I are, and everyone on this show is, you definitely want to buy this one because you got to watch it. Because, like I said, you know, there's only three heavyweights worth paying for, and two of them are fighting right now, and we may not get the other one fighting at all. You know what I mean? So, you know, they promoted this well, okay, and they've been promoting it. I feel like they've been promoting it for months. But, you know, they promoted this fight well. The undercard has some great talent on it. Is the undercard, with Ortiz being on the undercard, that makes me feel like they're looking to put Ortiz, even though he's older, they're looking to put Ortiz as that fourth heavyweight.
Well, you have to. He is probably the fourth best, but I don't think he's the fourth best heavyweight. I do think Big Baby has a lot to say about this division. Okay,
well,
so I want to see Ortiz fight
Big
Baby.
They might be trying to elevate him
because of
the showing he put up against Deontay Wilder.
He is elevatable.
Absolutely.
As Mike Knox just made up. But, I definitely think this pay-per-view has to be bought. It has to be bought. And it has to be bought for several reasons. We're looking at arguably the biggest, strongest, best chance of connecting American boxing again. To me, it goes through Deontay Wilder. As he would say, as he has said, the face of boxing should have one face, one champion, Deontay Wilder. And I'm down for that. One face, one champion, Deontay Wilder. One face, one champion, Deontay Wilder. I feel like it's clear hearts, full hearts, clear eyes can't lose all over again. One face, one champion, Deontay Wilder. You buy this pay-per-view. You buy this pay-per-view. And you got to have Tyson. Look at the story in this. Tyson Fury has Freddie Roach in his corner. Like, from a boxing standpoint, this is not an easy fight for Deontay Wilder, J. Chris. We haven't spoken on that enough before we move on to get these picks out there. This is not an easy fight.
Not at all. Not at all. Not an easy fight at all. I mean, I spoke ill about Tyson Fury in the past. look at some of this film on on Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is a hell of a fighter. He's technically sound. He's fundamentally sound, and he just loves to do it. He just loves to fight. Okay, and that's dangerous. That is absolutely dangerous. Okay, the dude can fight well inside, and that's not you don't see that normally on a big fighter, on a tall fighter. No. He can fight well outside. You would expect that. Okay. The only question that I have personally for him, there's two questions I have for him. How well can he take a punch from Deontay Wilder? And can he knock out Deontay Wilder? Does he pack the power to knock out Deontay Wilder? And the second answer to the second question is I'm not sure about that. Actually, I'm not sure about either one.
You're not sure about which part with comes maybe first to Deontay.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he can take that punch on the chin. I'm interested in seeing that, but I'm also not sure if he has the power to put Deontay Wilder on his back.
I don't think he has the power to put Deontay on his back either. But Deontay's lack, or let me say, I don't want to say lack. That's a bad word. Okay, Deontay's forgetful awareness to defense bothers me sometimes. Because he gets into these moments where he gets very wild. And that's, to me, that is literally, if you're a boxing fan, if you have not liked Deontay Wilder, if you like Deontay Wilder, I think you have to know that that's the biggest concern with him, is he gets wild. And when he gets wild, he gets off balance. When he gets off balance, he leaves himself open. And when you know if you leave yourself open, what's going to happen? So, like you said, does he have the power? We shall see, because I think he will have the opportunity to hit Deontay if Deontay comes out the way he's come out his last two fights, nonchalantly, especially how he came out against Ortiz. He has to come out early with that jab, and don't forget it, and don't just try to throw the big right hand. Let the world see your skill. It will happen. He will open up. He's a first time also here, not the first time, but one of the fewer times that Deontay's the smaller fighter. And I mean height, weight, reach. He's going, he's fighting a bigger man for the first time.
Yeah, and that's going to be interesting, too, because at Deontay's height, there's not a whole lot of times you're going to be fighting somebody that's taller than you, somebody that you got to look up to or even look eye to eye with. So I'm interested in really seeing what Deontay's approach to the fight is going to be. The first few rounds I don't think are going to be that telling, because I think this is the type of fight where both guys are probably going to be filling each other out for at least a round and a half, maybe two rounds. But I think when you get to the mid rounds of this fight, it's going to be telling of what the strategies are going to be for each fighter. I don't see Tyson Fury going in there looking to knock Deontay Wilder out. I don't think Tyson Fury feels like he has to knock Deontay Wilder out to win the fight.
No, he doesn't. Because he's going to tap him more.
If it goes,
that's just the way Deontay fights.
Yeah, right. I think if it goes,
he's a slap boxer.
Right, I think it favors Tyson Fury to go longer. I think it favors him. I'm not saying he'll win the fight if it does, but I think it favors him because the knockout power I think might be lacking.
Well, there it is. Let's lock it up right there. Who wins this fight, Jay Chris? I'll tell you right now. I got Deontay Wilder winning with a 6-round knockout right there. Lock it up. So he and Anthony Joshua better have his sorry excuse for a heavyweight champion in L.A., okay? Because, yes, the boy is bad, as Stephen A. would say. Joshua is a bad man. But guess what? Bad man, you should be wanting to fight the other bad man. You shouldn't be running from the bad man. So this bad man is going to win. You should show up so we can get the fight we all deserve, the fight we want to see, and the fight, yes, Anthony Joshua, you've been running for. Lock it up. Deontay Wilder, 6-round knockout, not a TKO. He going to put that boy out, Jay Chris. Who you got? Lock it up.
Before I lock it up, can I put my business, my boxing business hat back on real quick just to say something?
It's right there.
This fight is $75, right?
No, that's what we got online.
when you're able to get Joshua in the ring with one of these two guys,
that's going to be
$100. So, this fight is really setting up the pay-per-view with Joshua. That's what this one is doing. Because if people are willing to pay this money, Guess what? They're going to pay even more money for the Joshua fight. However, if Tyson Fury wins the fight and Tyson Fury Anthony Joshua happens, there will be interest from boxing purists. There may not be any interest from the casual boxing fan.
And not from American fans.
That being said, I'm going to go with what I want to happen for my prediction. Deontay Wilder, 10th round knockout.
Lock it up. You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Deontay Wilder. Listen, he got to do it for boxing, guys. We're going to take this small promo. We'll be right back. Hashtag bet that NFL picks. The NBA is still fantastic. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for the bout you've all been waiting for. The stage is set over a decade in the making.
We believe it's our destiny to become WBC heavyweight champion of the world in 2018. I'm going to make him miss and make him pay.
Would be my 41 fight, but my 40th victim that would be knocked out.
Tyson Fury! Deontay Wilder!
The fight has been set. The lineal heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury, against the reigning, defending WBC heavyweight champion, Deontay the Front Bomber Wilder.
Beat him, I'm useless. As a, when it comes down to it, I'm the man of all men to fight. There's never been one like me.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM Hopewell. Soul and Sports, your host, Mike Knox. Three X's, you already know. The boy, Jake Chris, you already know. We are here. Wally's out. Doing what Wally does. We'll be bringing some wings with some Mambo sauce on it. But if not, we'll see him on Monday, as well as Micah has been taking care of some things here. Be back as well. But I'll tell you another thing. And I'll tell you this one first, people, is it's good. This is episode 1991. Episode 1991. Do you understand the significance of the hashtag BDSIR Network 2000? BDSIR Network 2000. You know what that is? It's the best damn show in radio. It's the birth of Mike Knox. Right here, Blog Talk Radio. 2,000 episodes is almost upon us. We went from in my basement talking wrestling with Roz Sebast, the one we call Roz, to doing shows in the UK that are still going on. There's shows in LA, Chicago, all over the world. Before podcasts became podcasts, there was BDSIR Network. We came together with the new Twitch show, and the list just grew and grew and grew. And guys, because of all of you, not just me, I'm just a Jordan Belfort. But Jordan had a team, damn it. Not like Pippen. He was better. PDSR Networks, all the way to Fox Sports. Shout out to Clint Thomas, making it happen. Shout out to all you people. 2,000 episodes is coming, y'all. It's coming. Episode 1991. How about that for your podcast? How about that for all your little shows? Y'all all got a damn podcast, but can you stay? Not one. Oh, I'll tell you people, I got 100 episodes. Damn it, we did 100 episodes 7 years ago. Catch up, people. Catch up. I love you. No lie. What's going on, Jay Chris? We are back. The question is the NBA still fantastic? It's just okay. How you feel about it, my man? Let me know.
Listen, man, the NBA is amazing, okay? It's amazing right now. Okay, I'm not saying it's better than any other period. I'm not saying it's worse than any other period, but right now, with this month and a half that the NBA has been going on so far, it's been amazing, all right? Had Kemba Walker dropping 60 points on the Sixers, on Jimmy Butler. Okay, did you see the game last night with the Warriors and the Raptors? Did you see Kawhi and Kevin Durant going at each other? Did they both score 50? LeBron scoring 50? Okay, you got the drama with KD and Draymond Green. I didn't even talk about my team yet. I'm gonna get there. You got the Celtics doing that thing. Your team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year without their two-star players, coming back with their two-star players and trying to figure things out. LeBron is a Laker right now. You got the best player in the world as a LA Laker right now. You know, guiding the young flock. Okay, he got arguably the best player in the world, as they call him the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, in Milwaukee. Ooh. In a small market, ooh, Milwaukee, doing his thing, unstoppable. You want me to say his name again? You want to make me do that? Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I still don't know what you're talking about. Antetokounmpo.
Okay, I mean, even some of the teams that stink are interesting. Okay. Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker. Yeah. Mikal Bridges.
Did you see my man get tripped up on his ankles? DeAndre Ayton. You see him get crossed
those
over.
Those things happen. Hey, those things happen, man.
He failed. Hashtag lock it up. Also, Deontay Wilder for King Vaughn Jr. with a fifth round knockout. I'm trying to upstage my round when I say six. You're going to say five? But we got them both with a knockout there. I want to ask you, Vaughn, is it to buy or not to buy? My bad, Jay Chris. But all this stuff in the NBA that you're saying, is it me? But I still just feel like all this is for a few teams. The East, I don't know about.
Well, here's the thing. If you're one that likes the journey, as I do, you're enjoying what's going on right now. If you're looking ahead to the finals can be a confusing look right now. If you just take a snapshot of this moment right now, the NBA finals aren't really clear. What team has the best record in the West right now? The LA Clippers. The LA Clippers, the other team in LA, has the best record in the West right now. Okay? So, I mean, if you took a snapshot right now, you know, you really don't know. You're not clear on what the finals could be. Of course, everybody's predicting the Golden State Warriors to be in the finals and probably win it again, three-peat. And everybody still calls the East weak. The East ain't as weak as it was.
No,
I think people got so used to calling the East weak.
Yeah.
I think people got so used to calling the East weak.
It's become easy to continue to say.
It just got easy to continue to say. The East is not weak. All right, you have tough teams. Look at this. The Sixers, third best team in the East right now in this snapshot moment.
And I don't think they're playing very well.
Over the weekend. They're not playing well. They're winning games, but they're not playing well.
Right.
Houston's not playing well. And last year, I didn't believe in Houston last year. You know, and they almost proved me wrong. They probably should have proved me wrong. But I didn't believe in Houston last year. I didn't believe in Toronto last year.
Let's call it what it is. You can tweet this, write it down, tag me, quote me in it. Chris Paul, like Le'Veon Bell on the sidelines, like the what's my man, Tomlinson, Hall of Famer as well. Sometimes them guys don't show no marbles, man. And they got to play. You had a chance to beat that juggernaut of a team, and you let a little hamstring stop you? Well, if you want to put some icy hot on that damn thing, go out there and run. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look I've had the hamstring issue before.
They should have beat them. I never had a hamstring, so I don't know. Let me tell you something.
I caught a hamstring pull or strain or whatever it was. I'll tell you what, I was playing catcher from Randall Easter Short, and it was against Dell State. I was running the first base out of the batter's box, and I kind of slipped or tripped or something like that. Kind of the same way Ryan Howard did.
Ryan Howard when he tore his Achilles,
kind of way Ryan Howard did. But instead, I messed up my hamstring. I continued to play that game because there was no way I was letting the coach take me out.
So you had marbles. Let me run it back. I'm sorry.
But that's baseball. I didn't have to move so much.
Did the Mitten just compare himself to the great Philadelphia home run slugger and Ryan Howard? You can pay.
Why not? Ain't nobody else going to do it. I might as well do it.
I like it. 347-637-3859. The NBA is really good right now. It is really good last night. If you didn't want to see that football game, which I don't know why anybody would not have wanted to see that football game between New Orleans and America's former team, the Dallas Cowboys. I'll talk about you guys in a second. So, yeah, the NBA was a great game last night between Toronto and the Golden State Warriors. The game, by the way, I think if Steph played, which he does play tonight, which I don't know why he couldn't play yesterday, maybe when he went on the back-to-back, I think they'd have definitely lost that game. But if Kawhi Leonard is the best perimeter defender, well, Kevin Durant just told everybody, Draymond Green, everybody else, how much of a B he is not. They want to keep calling him a bitch. I think he came out and dropped 51 last night. And that turnaround three to tie the game was insane.
Woo!
Was insane. And the face on Durant when Andre Iguodala, the other AI, traveled. He's like, I did all this. You're going to travel. But Kawhi not, withstanding, he does his thing also. Okay, but anybody else that was sticking Kevin Durant last night, Kevin Durant might have dropped 75 points last night.
Can I interject a Skip Bayless type moment?
Oh, not a Skip.
Yeah.
You can call me
Skip right now. There were moments in that game last night where I felt that as great as Durant was, he took them out of that game. He kept them from winning the game last night.
Shot too much. He became a one-on-one player in that game, and that's not
the
Golden
State. He became a one-on-one player. He was forcing a lot. There were a few instances where he probably should have passed the ball to wide open people. But I mean, as a star player, that's your mentality. You get it done.
Is the marriage
there were moments
over?
Where
is the marriage over? Are they have are they already filed for separation and divorce is going to be intimate at the end of the year?
Yes, yes. And
to LA.
But
to me, it's a foregone conclusion.
I think the marriage is over, but I think it's over because of contractual reasons. I think there's too many people that need to get paid. And honestly, I mean, Durant plays for the Warriors, but he's not a Warrior.
He is not. Steph's a Warrior.
Clay is a Warrior. Durant came in and became, and he plays for the Warriors, but he's not a Warrior. Okay, he will never be a Warrior as long as that whole that whole squad is together.
Did you call him a winner?
Right? He needs to go.
Do you consider this new wave of champions?
Yes,
Golden State's
first
championship to be their champions. I don't consider Durant a champion.
I do. He's a champion. He's a champion.
He won a champion. He won a championship. He's a great player who won a championship. But I don't consider him a champion. I don't consider some of the championships that LeBron won. I don't consider the second one in Miami. I consider that LeBron a champion. The one in Cleveland, LeBron's a champion. The other ones, you won a championship. And I think that, and that's a different, that's a new one I'm going to throw out there for the for people to try to steal from Mike Knox. It's been almost 2,000 episodes. You stole one enough. You can be a champion, or you won a championship. He won a championship.
Under your logic, I'm going to go Chicago Bulls. Michael Jordan's a champion. Scottie Pippen's a champion. Randy Brown, is he a champion?
No, he won a championship. Exactly.
He won the championship. Okay. But here's the thing. Here's where I would have to argue that point with
you. King Vaughn Jr., he said Kevin Durant signed with the Warriors to be their hired gun. See? Championship. Not a champion.
Here's where I had to argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
Durant went to a team that lost the championship the previous year.
Okay, and?
And the year before they lost the championship, we both have agreed on the show, all of us have agreed on the show, that they probably shouldn't have won the championship the year before that.
Because of the road they took to the championship. Okay.
Because of the injury, you know, because no Kyrie, Kevin Love.
Let me throw this, I like to space these rockets. Let me throw this one back out there. Okay. Are the Philadelphia Eagles champions, or did they win a championship? Too early to tell. I'm just saying, in your logic.
That's a tough comparison, because nobody expected the Eagles to win the Super Bowl last year.
Not at all.
Right? In the grand scheme of things, it was, you know, Patriots. It was Atlanta. It was Green Bay. You know, it was those teams.
Oh, you're talking about going into the season. Yeah, yeah. Even Minnesota surprised.
Yeah, going
surprised
into the season.
People,
going into the season. That's the only difference. Right. That's the one biggest difference between the Eagles winning last year and Golden State winning the year they won. Golden State goes into the season with Durant expecting, you know, they were expecting to win the championship. Now,
okay.
So the Eagles being champions, I'm going to have to say yes, because they fought for it. Now, if you're comparing this year's Eagles, are they champions? They're not playing like it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. I hope they can turn it around. Let's not forget, Golden State was not the number one seed last year either.
They were number two by default, and you and I both know that. That team didn't play for number one last year. So
no,
I think a lot said about that also. So let's go ahead. Good segue. We'll bring that back and re-talk that topic on Monday. The NBA, fantastic. Damn right it is right now, okay? It's wide open. LeBron, pendulum swift to the Western Conference, changed the complexity of the NBA. And I said that when it happened, and I still say that Los Angeles Lakers are still a team to contend with. He has everything he's never had in Cleveland, in my opinion, and I think they're going to figure it out. I think LeBron James, I said it before, is the Peyton Manning of the NFL. He's that intelligent. He's the king. He ain't the goat. But he's the king. But NFL, them damn Cowboys, Jay Chris, and put our Philadelphia Eagles into a wall. Going into yesterday's game, I'm like, yes, come on, Saints. I had the Cowboys to cover. I ain't going to lie. I saw 8 points at home, Thursday Night Football. Nah, that's too much. The defense, okay? I hate the fact that my favorite linebacker of all time played for the Dallas Cowboys and Smith. I can't cheer for a Cowboy. Why stop liking Deion Sanders? But they won yesterday. This defense, and let me throw this out there too. And it's just me. It's just me. And maybe I'm a spoiled fan. But hey, I don't care. I'm a fan. I'm fanatical. Could they have turned the switch on last night, New Orleans and Dallas? Did you ever see Drew Brees play so bad? That last interception, really? He threw it right to the damn ground. I don't believe that was Drew Brees. Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints got paid to throw that game. It's my opinion.
You know what happened in that game last night?
Very weird. I'm telling you.
You got a whole week of Dallas hearing that there's no way they can beat the Saints. Okay, so you got a motivated, fired up Dallas team. Offense didn't play well. Let's be honest. Okay, they didn't score. They didn't score 8 points.
Not coming to this game not prepared on a Thursday night game. With a lot of time.
I'm not saying they didn't come prepared. I didn't.
Okay.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Here's what I'm hearing. Hear me out. Dallas's offense, I mean, did they score in the second half?
They did not.
Remind me. I don't think they did, but remind me. Correct me if I'm wrong.
They scored 3 points in the second half, which won in the game, 13-10.
Okay, so they won. Okay, so they scored the 3 points in the second half. Okay, they couldn't get into the end zone in the second half. Their defense had the recipe to get Breeze rattled. Okay, they came right down the middle. Short quarterback, you come right down the middle, you get in his face. You don't allow him to keep his vision up the middle of the field.
That team.
They
is
had
bad.
The recipe. They executed. They executed.
As a Eagles fan, I will admit that Dallas Cowboys is a dangerous team. And I thought adding Amari Cooper was a great move. It was on a move the Eagles were trying to make, but were unable to be successful as we were one-upped, okay, by the first-round pick over the second-round pick. Because I think this team is a team we need to pay attention to, and not just for this year. Not just for this year. I never believed into the trash of Rain Dakota Prescott being a bum.
No, he's mediocre.
I think he's, and I hate because I heard the comparison, so it ain't mine. It's Nietzsche's. You know, he's a better Tim Tebow. You know how much I love Tim Tebow, just not the winner Tebow was. To me, Tebow's the ultimate winner. The dude had no skills but could win a football game to the glory of God. I believe that. I will Tebow right now. But let's move on. We got 4 minutes left in the show. Get these picks out there. Hashtag bet that. Saints lost yesterday. 8-point favorites. I took the Cowboys to cover. My record on Thursday Night Football continues to be impeccable. Okay, but now we move to Sunday, 1 o'clock. Jacksonville at home. Indianapolis is visiting. They're the 4-point road dog favorites. I'm taking the Indianapolis coach, Jay Chris. Who you got?
Give me Indy.
Indy. Pittsburgh at home. Sunday Night Football. Los Angeles Chargers coming to town. Pittsburgh favored by 4 points. I don't like West Coast teams coming east. I don't like the fact that Melvin Gordon's not there. I don't like the fact it's going to be a cold, freezing game on Sunday Night Football. Sorry, Chargers. I take you in the playoffs if you play at home if something else happens. But at home for Pittsburgh on Sunday night, I'm taking the 4 points, Jay Chris. Who you got?
Pittsburgh needs to show up in this game. Give me Pittsburgh in this.
Tampa, all kind of sorts of troubles. Carolina, also all kind of sorts of troubles. 1 o'clock and Tampa Bay. Carolina's favored by 4. I'm taking Carolina not to cover the 4 points. Give me Tampa Bay to cover. Close game. I think Carolina wins a 2, maybe 3-point game, but not the 4. Take that swing to Tampa Bay for myself, Jay Chris. Who you got? Lock it up.
I don't know what's going on with Carolina right now. I'm taking Tampa to win outright.
Tampa wins outright. All right. Then we got Atlanta at home. Have they fixed the recipe? 2-point favorites, which means America, meaning Vegas, loves Baltimore. They love Jackson. He's 2-0, first road win. Can he beat the new Michael Vick in Atlanta for a different bird? Timmy Baltimore to go into Atlanta and win this game. Upset of the week. I'm riding high on the black rookie. I said it.
Give me the Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens. You know me. You already know me. Give me the Ravens.
Houston, your cousin Watson at home for about 6. Baker Mayfield and the things he had to say to his former coach. I love Baker. But I love Houston. The 6 points, it's a touchdown favorite against Cleveland in his defense. I'm not sure. I like Houston outright. Give me Cleveland to cover the 6, though. Who you got?
I can't go against family, man. My cousin got to get it done. The Browns are playing lights out right now. I think their record against the spread is pretty good. But I'm taking Houston. I'm taking family as a family affair, baby. Give me Houston to cover that point. What is it? Houston and what? 8?
Houston 2.
Oh,
no,
two.
Houston 6.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Houston 6. Houston 6. I'm sorry.
Give me Houston.
6.
Give me Houston.
All right. Last game on the docket. We got to get up out of here. New Patriots, Minnesota at Foxborough. This man, Tom Brady, is 34-2 in December in his career. Give me Tom Brady at home against Minnesota. Tom is the greatest. Give me the Patriots by 5. Lock it up.
Why does it always seem like the Patriots have a home tough when they're playing one of the best teams is at home late in the season? I don't get it. Anyway, give me Minnesota. Give me Minnesota in this one. I'm actually going to go against Tom Brady in this one. Give me Minnesota.
Well, there you go. Lock it up, guys. Listen, to buy or not to buy, that is the question. The fight tomorrow, friend of the program, Deontay Wilder. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some meat. and you don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Saturday, new Twitch show. Check them out, y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Great cash, homie. This is the